Rock. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, you're caller 20, which means you win the tickets.
Sweet. Thank you.
You're going to My Chemical Romance on October 30th at the Hollywood Bowl.
Nice. All right.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? Why was there a military fighter jet getting a police escort on the streets of Torrance last night? What a weird sight that was. I'll tell you coming up. People are dumb. A guy who robbed the same Walgreens 27 times. In What's Up with Florida, a guy who there's an update on the guy who pooped diamonds, so that's great news. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Florence and the Machine tickets for Wednesday at the Forum. And keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Mike. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Just did the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock with Social Distortion. You can watch that on the YouTube channel. K-Rock YouTube channel. I don't know if you saw the guy that abandoned the exotic snakes on Hollywood Walk of Fame while running from the police. Got details coming up on K-Rock. Another chance for you to win tickets to see one of my favorite bands, My Chemical Romance, at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th is coming up in about 21 minutes.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Man abandons exotic snakes on Hollywood Walk of Fame while fleeing LAPD. You've seen the Hollywood Walk of Fame where there's superheroes down there, like dressed like Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, like Star Wars characters sometimes, Darth Vader. Sometimes it's old movie stars like Marilyn Monroe or Charlie Chaplin. This guy is accused of using exotic snakes. And I don't know if you've seen the pictures in the news today, but that snake is like wrapped around his neck and then down by his hand and is huge and probably longer than he is tall. And he's walking around Hollywood Boulevard at the Walk of Fame, and the police just started approaching him. Nothing was said, and he tossed the snake and ran away. I didn't know this for a while, but they don't work for the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce or anybody. They work for themselves. So he just decided to go out there and try and make money with exotic snakes. But if you've got something to hide from the police and you don't want to have an interaction with them, maybe hiding in a high-profile place like the Hollywood Walk of Fame with an exotic snake wrapped around you is gonna garner a little more attention than perhaps you want. Maybe it's not the best hiding spot. The reptiles were safely recovered and later turned over to Los Angeles Animal Control.
Dumbass.
Got another chance for you to win tickets for My Chem in less than 10 minutes right here on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Arnold.
Arnold, you're caller 20. You win the tickets.
For real?
Yes.
Excuse me, guys. Give me 1 second.
What's happening? Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm working.
So nice.
Did I get the tickets?
Nicely done. You got the tickets, yes.
I'm calling caller 20.
I'm sorry, what? You're calling Bunny.
No, I'm the caller 20, the Bunny. So I got the ticket for the
Yes, you're caller 20, yes.
So
you win the tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
Great, thank you. What else do you get to do for me?
I can't hear what you're saying. Hold on. I didn't know that Torrance was having a military day parade. I had no idea. So when I saw a fighter jet being towed on the streets of Torrance, that was weird.
Something that is a rare sight indeed. Military aircraft getting a full police escort as it's towed from the Torrance airport to the city yard. This is video from Air 7.
Police cars everywhere giving it an escort, closing down intersections, and towing a fighter jet on the streets of Torrance. What a strange sight that was last night.
The aircraft is going on display as part of this year's Armed Forces Day parade and celebration.
This year is the 64th annual Torrance Armed Forces Day parade. And it starts, I believe, at 1:30, running along Torrance Boulevard from Crenshaw to Madrona Avenue. I can't really tell what kind of fighter jet that is. Do you have a guess?
It looks like a T-38 to me.
T-38, T-39, whatever it takes.
The exhibit site opens to the public at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. The parade will take place along Torrance Boulevard on Saturday afternoon.
This parade in Torrance is always better than the one that happened in Washington, D.C. Remember that parade with that tank? It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. KROQ, it is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. 8 World Cup games are going to be played at SoFi, and a bunch of events are going to be happening at the Coliseum. Will ICE join? Details coming up. We want your butt. I should probably finish that sentence. At the Hollywood Bowl, we want you to be sitting there on October 30th to see My Chemical Romance. Your chance to win in less than a half hour on K-Rock. I know not everybody agrees with me. I found that out years and years ago, but I am very excited about the World Cup. I can't wait till it comes to the United States and Canada and Mexico. And what about the government?
And the threat of ICE agents patrolling local soccer venues has caused widespread concern for a lot of people, regardless of their immigration status. And tonight we're getting a major update from the LA World Cup host committee telling us ICE is not part of the security plan for any SoFi soccer matches or World Cup events.
All right, they're not part of the plan, but they're never really part of the plan. They just crash the party.
There's been an explosion of community concern about ICE agents appearing at the eight game set to play at SoFi and also at the fan festival taking place at the LA Memorial Coliseum.
Of course there's concern. Nobody wants to show up at a World Cup event and get kidnapped because they're brown.
Tonight, the president and CEO of the LA Sports and Entertainment Commission telling us ICE has no part in its security plan.
We are fortunate to have local, state, and federal agencies working on planning for the various Los Angeles World Cup events.
Right. They're not part of the security, but they never are.
And there is no indication that ICE will be deployed at our major events at SoFi Stadium and the LA Memorial Coliseum.
You know what? I think the World Cup is big enough. There are 48 nations this year in the World Cup. Maybe with the elections coming up, ICE will hide for a bit during the World Cup. I don't know that I would count on it, but maybe.
Schlossman tells us the LA World Cup host committee is working very closely with its safety and security partners to make sure LA is hosting a safe and secure event.
Yeah, again, ICE is not there to make it safe. They're there to kidnap people who are brown. Let's be honest.
And the co-chair of Miami's host committee, Rodney Barreto, telling the New York Times that Secretary of State Marco Rubio personally told him ICE will not be at World Cup stadiums this summer.
Excellent. It's not like a politician would say something and do something else.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Eric Morales.
Eric Morales, you're caller 20.
Woo! Yes!
You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Oh, my God. My wife is going to freak out. She's been dying to get these tickets.
Excellent.
Husband of the year, Eric.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Megan, you gave her tickets, like, years ago, too.
Oh, my God. Well, this is all meant to be.
She said hi to you that day. She remembers everything. But, yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my God.
It is world famous K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Right now, we have three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a Texas college student's graduation photos are going viral because of the reptile she included in the pictures with her. Here's the story.
Warning about this next story. Do not try this at home, kids.
I double dare you. A recent college grad at Beneath State going viral for her grad photo showing her posing with and even kissing an alligator. This is not AI. Kat was an employee at Gator Country in Beaumont.
Nope.
And chose to celebrate with the animals she loves most, including with Big Al. Look at Big Al, 93-year-old, 14-foot gator. As you can imagine, the pictures are now going viral. I guess, look at that. She put the hat on Big Al.
Forget, she put the hat on him. She gave Big Al a kiss.
And she's in the water with him.
Girl, that's a whole different breed right there. And I'm not talking about the alligator. Kudos to you and congrats, by the way. Congrats.
I don't want to spoil anything. Just congrats.
The hell?
The newscasters are so lame. I used to have a drug dealer named Big Al, but I never did get a photo with him, though. Number two, a lower division soccer match in Germany was canceled after referee Stefan Koller was bitten in the testicle by a player's young child before kickoff. According to the ref's official report, the child had been running around during pregame warmups and suddenly, quote, gave me a sharp bite in my left testicle when he was checking players' IDs. He said he was in too much pain to officiate, so the match was postponed and will be rescheduled later in the season. You always got to be aware of those testicle biting kids.
Right? Those little kids that bite testicles?
Yeah, you got to be careful. And number three, it is Friday, so we like to talk about new movies that are coming out this weekend. In the Gray is Guy Ritchie's new action thriller starring Henry Cavill, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Isa Gonzalez. And this follows a covert team trying to recover a stolen billion-dollar fortune before things spiral into total chaos. Driver's Ed is a comedy road trip movie about high school kids stealing their driver's ed card to reunite a friend with his girlfriend, starring Kumail Nanjiani and Molly Shannon. And it is the Top Gun 40th anniversary. Somehow it is 40 years.
Is that right?
Since Top Gun, so it is out in theaters once again. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is the first single from a new project by award-winning British musician Robbie Furs from the Big Pink. This particular song features Jamie Hintz and Jamie T from The Kills. Mother, he spells it with a period after each letter. M period, O period, T period, mother, is Robert Furs. And he's following groups like NERD and Massive Attack, where each song might feature different collaborators. This is their first release. It's called My Love, and it's with The Kills. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Not quite sure how to say it. I think it's mother, but there's a period after each letter. The song is called My Love. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Who wants to go to My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th?
We're going to have your next chance to make that happen. And it's coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And we have got 5 o'clock story time coming up. Florence and the Machine tickets. You'll be able to see her next Wednesday.
All right, I have to start by saying, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? I mean, really. I listened to somebody yesterday on a podcast that repeatedly said the word especially.
Oh, yeah.
Repeatedly. And I silently judged them for that. And then I think, who are you to judge other people on what they say? But I still silently judge them.
Oh, yeah,
for it.
Absolutely. My dad had an ex-girlfriend that would say espresso instead of espresso.
Yes.
And me and my older brother just be like, I think we all have
it
those.
It just strikes you so wrong. You go, what?
Oh,
and repeatedly,
God.
That means they always say it that way.
That's...
I guess it's become part of their vocabulary.
Yeah, that's what they think it is.
It just bugs me.
I know.
Especially.
It especially bugs you.
Yes, it does. Do you have something like that?
Yes, I do. I have a couple of them. I mean, for me, it's when people always have to post themselves at the gym. Like, I think it's great that they're going and they're working out and taking care of their health and doing the thing, but can you just go and just do it for yourself and go? Or why do you have to post it online?
Because if it's not online, it didn't happen. Right.
So who are they going for? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Is it supposed to inspire other people
maybe,
to wanna...
And maybe it does. Maybe there's people out there that it does inspire, but it doesn't inspire me. It just makes me hate them. And then the other thing is people who talk really loud when they don't need to be, and because they want everybody in the vicinity to be able to hear what they're talking about.
Because they think the whole room needs to hear what they're saying?
Yeah, like maybe it's a self-importance issue or something like that, but where it's just completely unnecessary for someone to talk really loudly.
Yes,
that
agreed.
Also gets on my nerves.
All right, what do you secretly judge other people for? That's the question today at 800-520-1067. You can call with yours or you can text them.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on Wednesday.
All right. What do you secretly judge other people for? 800-520-1067. How long does this go? How long?
It hurts my ears. Ow.
There we go. It's world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls on what you silently judge other people for.
323 said, I'm secretly judging people who don't brush their tongues. I don't trust no one with dookie breath.
Why is it dookie? K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, you won the tickets.
Woo! No way.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
October 30th, you will be sitting in the Hollywood Bowl watching My Chemical Romance.
Oh, I love it. My daughter's going to kill for this.
Love it. What do you silently judge people for is the question at K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best caller text, we're sending you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
All right. What do you silently judge people for?
I really judge people about driving a lot.
About driving?
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll feel bad when it's like an old lady or something, but I automatically think it's,
Wow! Wow! We can't put that on the air even.
You know,
I think we've heard enough from you, to be honest.
Yep, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. K-Rock, hello.
Supposedly. Conversate.
What was that? Conversate?
Instead of conversation.
Ah.
And library.
Library. Oh, library.
People say
bad.
Library for library?
They do.
Yes.
Wow.
But supposedly drives me nuts.
The same.
Yeah.
Supposedly. And I'm like, I'm a professor.
Same.
So I read that and I'm like, holy cannoli.
All right. I'm adding holy cannoli too. You're not allowed to say that.
K-Rock, hello.
The things we judge people on?
Yeah. What do you secretly judge people for?
You know, I tell you, anybody that feels the innate ability to jump in with something they relate to, you're telling a story like my uncle passed, and they say, well, you know, my uncle passed too, and they start taking over with their story, their own story.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Just making everything about them all the time.
Yeah, there's not much sympathy there or, like, empathy there. It's just kind of like, you got to hear me out, and I relate to it, and then they kind of take the stage, and you go, okay, well, there goes my story.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for the handoff. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you silently judge other people for?
818 said, people with baby on board signs on their back windshield. Totally agree.
Agree.
Totally agree. 562 said, I secretly judge people who go somewhere and not order what that place is for, like going to El Torito with people ordering a burger. Really? Or pretzel sticks at Dairy Queen? Come on now. I get that one too.
A lot of people are angry. That's what we're finding
they
out.
Are.
We're
I
doing a
it.
Public service here at K-Rock. We have a chance for you to see this next band, My Chemical Romance.
At the Hollywood Bowl October 30th, your shot to win coming up on K-Rock.
Social Distortion just came out with a brand new album. It is called Born to Kill. This is a cover on that album of Wicked Game.
Yes, who would have thought that they would cover this song and they do it so perfectly.
Couldn't love it more. It's K-Rock. Social Distortion, Wicked Game is the name of that. It is a cover of the Chris Isaak song, and I like this version much better.
So good.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls of things that you secretly judge other people for.
Very secretly, I'm a school custodian at an elementary school. And I get a little just secretly judgy on the teachers on how their classrooms are, what their conditions are.
Oh, you mean if they're messy?
Like, do they overflow their trash? Do they help me? Like, do they dump their little trash in there for me? Do they hide it in a corner?
Yeah.
Wait, teachers hide it in a corner?
Oh, they'll put it under a desk. I'm like, or they'll have a million little trash cans.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, they'll have tons of big stuff on the floor. And I'm like, man, I mean, like, I got to get in there. And I only have a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you expect them to do the basics.
Yeah, and help make your life easier.
The ones that keep, like, a really tight ship and they're, like, they get their kids to pick up all the stuff, I'm like, I just love them. They're the best.
K-Rock, hello.
It's called Regardless, not Irregardless.
Yep. Yep.
And people who confuse eager and anxious. Anxious is fearful. Eager is looking forward to.
Are you a teacher?
I am not.
Where the hell does that level of anger come from then? K-Rock, hello.
I secretly judge other people for the way they season food or their lack thereof.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, if their food is not good.
Yes, like, I'm a white girl, and I have a whole cabinet full of seasonings and different spices, and when people only use salt and pepper, it makes my heart cry.
You're like, there's a whole world out there of seasonings.
It makes your heart cry.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm calling for the tickets for My Chemical Romance.
We are doing that at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Hey. Good luck. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, the idea came to be shaking hands with the same ones we go to the bathroom with. It could be washing after using the restroom. Something like that.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, why?
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You secretly judge people for what?
People that have their menses, right? You go inside a public bathroom. They leave their used products all over the bathroom floor. You know, you try to get your toilet paper, boom, tampon. You try to touch the floor with your shoe, boom, pad, all used up, all dirty. And just like, there's a little box specifically for it. Like, you can literally just put it right next to you, and then you're done.
Oh, my God. What kind of bathrooms are you using, girl?
Just throw it away somewhere where it's not on the floor.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, I don't know what kind of bathrooms you've been using.
What kind of bathroom do you go to? An animal bathroom?
I've been to the bathrooms in East L.A. That's where I've been, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
All right, take it easy.
I close my case.
Put your dirty products in the proper box,
right,
please.
We got it.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
I mean, how can we not?
I feel like she has to win for my safety.
Yeah, I know. I think so, too. And it's loose, right? Loose?
Yes, it's loose, señores.
Yes.
Congratulations. You are our winner.
Woo! First time calling into the show, too.
Love it.
I know. I wanted to do it ever since I was a little kid.
Oh, my God.
Well, you did it, and you won tickets.
No way. MCR.
No. You're going to Florence and the Machine next Wednesday.
We have one more chance for you to win tickets.
To see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th. So be caller 20 coming up at 6 on K-Rock.